This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author and teacher, Lila Philip. Her new book is Beaverland, How One Weird Rodent Made America. Lila does us the favor of telling the legend of the great beaver, told again and again by the Algonquin, the great beaver and his battle with the shape changer that formed the North American lakes and sea coast, and eventually, because they battled, the Great Lakes. Here's Lila Philip telling one version of the great beaver, the one that created North America.
Four beavers. And also, it's a really wonderful story. So in summary, in the story of Great Beaver that I opened the book with, Kitsi Amasqua is a somewhat mischievous beaver here in the Connecticut Valley, and he hoards too much water, and he floods the valley, creating the river that becomes the Connecticut Valley. And Obamaqua, the shaper, has to discipline him and chases him all up and down the Atlantic seaboard. And therefore, it forms much of the geologic features, waterfalls, rivers, valleys, et cetera, lakes that have been identified from, Georgia up through Canada. So the Algonquin peoples who lived up and down the Atlantic seaboard had many, many variations of this story. And I think it's an extraordinary story on many levels. First of all, because it conveys tremendous amount of indigenous scientific knowledge. It reflects an awareness of the beaver as a keystone species, how important the beaver is to the larger ecology. It reflects the importance of the beaver's role in managing water. So the critical role of beavers to a healthy river system is all embedded in this story. But it also reflects cultural values. The Algonquin peoples have a lot of stories that reflect the dangers of hoarding resources and overconsumption. And what happens in this story is that it's the beaver who takes too much water, and he forgets his responsibilities to other creatures, and he is the one who has to be disciplined. So it's also just, as a writer, I thought, what a brilliant example of storytelling, because it's an environmental parable, it's a teaching story, and it's so subversive, because any listener knows that it's not the beaver who's really the one who needs to be corrected. It's human potential for greed and overconsumption. So beavers throughout the continent have been held up as teachers for teaching connectivity, creativity, adaptability, lessons of being adaptive.
Thank you.